This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Let's go to Drew, Roseville 97.1. Drew, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, man.
Well, you guys hit a nerve with this subject, man.
Okay.
I tell you.
All right.
Well, I had a couple of player stat games, parlays, unfortunately, with the Pistons. And I don't know if it's Monty Williams being the worst coach in the world or there's something fishy going on, because I was 1 rebound or 2 points away from Ivy and Durin getting their stats and taken out of the game with a whole quarter to play and not playing again. I mean, I'm not saying it is wasn't on the level. It just starts to – and then when you guys start pointing things out, it starts to really sink in. Like, maybe this isn't, you know – what does the league do? I mean, if this story is true with this guy in Toronto, right, what does the NBA do? I mean, do they want this story to come to fruition? Because – what do you do? I mean, it sounds like something they're gonna sweep under the rug, because if this is exposed to be what it is, they're gonna have to. I mean, this is probably why they didn't want to make gambling legal in the first place, because of stuff like this. I mean, I know Vegas has always been there,
yeah,
and the books have always been there.
Look,
but
gambling
it's
is
too
always
easy now. It's just too easy.
Gambling's always existed. It was the level you had to go in order to partake in it, or the types of people you would have had to have been around to be involved in it. Now it's on the level. And all that's opened up is an ease of access. And when the leagues decided we're not only going to get involved in this, but we're going to plaster the sports books all over our court, we're going to have a sports book in our arena, we're going to have dedicated personnel to monitor our own team. I mean, yeah, Drew, look, you're answering the question. I can't prove any of it true or false, but I'd be lying to you if I said it hasn't affected how I view things. When I
what
see,
do you think about the stadiums actually having a gambling spot inside them now?
Yeah,
I mean, it's getting really out of control, I think.
Well, and listen, I mean, it's like anything else. I mean, I'm not a big fan of like rules. You know, I don't care that they legalized weed. I don't smoke it. Do I take it to go to sleep and take a little gummy to Magic Town? I do. I like it to go to sleep. It's delightful. It beats taking melatonin. But like,
Mike's going to take a drug test.
I'd fail it. The point is, weed being legal, gambling being legal, alcohol being what it is. You know, look, social media. Guys, those are 4 major things so the history doesn't look back fondly on. You know, it just is what it is. There will be. I always say this, and I do a podcast about sports betting. The difference is I'm a reasonable, responsible adult, and a lot of people aren't. Gambling is going to hurt people. Drugs
there's always
hurt people.
Because there's always going to be somebody out there that pushes the limit, thinks they know a system. I can work around the rules. And when it's Joe Schmo, fine. If you get caught, you'll go to jail. But when it's one of your athletes or one of your coaches or one of your officials, now the integrity of the game. Think about this. It's why in major sports and even college sports, they can look past a horrific crime and let you back in the league. But you want to know what the one most unforgivable thing is?
Gambling.
You get caught gambling, they have no use for you. Oh, you killed somebody. Oh, you saw somebody die in a limo? That's okay. We'll still put you in the Hall of Fame and let you come back, Ray. But you gamble? Nah, we have no use for you. That's how seriously they take, because it's the integrity. Because once fans bail on this and they start seeing this as wrestling, you've lost.
Well, look at the phone lines. The phone lines are telling you they already do. That's why I was so hopped up to do the topic, because I think whether you are a bettor or not, you're just a sports fan. The presence of gambling, you're aware of it. I think you don't have to have ever placed a bet in your life to understand the numbers. Lord knows they're plastered all over the arenas, all over your television, all over your phone.
Yeah.
You know, going into the game, even if you've never bet, you know what the numbers mean.
Yeah.
And you know when something weird happens.
Well, like the last caller said, in a lot of arenas, there's an actual...
Right, book in the arena.
Yeah, you could gamble right there in the lounge.
Live your bet life. All right, let's go to Mike, 97.1. What's up, Mikey?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Of
great
course.
Topic.
Welcome.
Guys, great topic. Hey, guys, I don't know if you remember, but... a while ago in a Piston game, there was the Sadiq Bey point boost thing we kind of set up and everything.
Oh,
and
goodness.
Remember this? And
he
it
didn't
great.
Play after like the...
Okay, Mike, you've touched a nerve because Mr. Valenti here hated him for the rest of his career.
Yeah, he needed one basket.
Yeah, the story goes... We needed one more field goal in the last 20 minutes and 30 seconds of basketball. He was on
Never
fire. We set up the pleasure parlay. Like, Bay was Rico's guy, Mike. And you're right.
Never saw the floor after that. That's when I realized, guys, the fix is on. I mean.
So when you watch games, though, you like when you see all these scandals happening, whether it's Temple basketball, Alabama's baseball coach, Otani, whatever's going on there, certainly Jontay Porter. Like, Mike, when you're watching games, are you letting it creep into your mind?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every time I see this, when I say they're down to like 1 point or one basket or 1 yard, I say, he's not going to get this. The fix is on.
Okay.
And that's why, guys, you know, it's a great topic, and I thank you for letting me share this
information. Oh, Mike, please.
When I first came up, I first immediately thought about this. It was Sadiq Bey, and I know, like, this program, we kind of you guys kind of developed that in a couple of days prior to the game.
Yeah.
I remember this.
I even tried to get FanDuel to put it up on the damn website.
Oh, I remember. Sadiq Bey, that was my dude.
Good memory. Good memory,
Mike. No, I appreciate it. I'm glad you do remember it. But, and it's relevant today. Because look at how people are thinking about things.
Yeah, I forgot about that. But, yeah, he needed one.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. Let's go to Dustin. You hated him ever since that day.
You're not gonna do something nasty to the family here and get away with it. Let's go to Dustin, 97.1. What's up, Dustin?
Mike, Rico, how we doing?
Good, hey, brother. What's up?
Good. Yeah. So, great topic. You know, I was watching a Rams game earlier this year in the 4 o'clock window. Forget who they were playing, but they kicked a field goal.
Oh, nine seconds to go. Yes.
Oh.
And McVay denied knowing the existence of the spread. They were down by like 12. He kicked a field goal to make it 9, which is fugazi.
Because you couldn't win.
But it covered the number. Yes, Dustin, I remember this.
Yep, and they had, and the most of the public money was against their number. So it worked out well for the books. You know, listen, I'm 42. Even as a 7-year-old kid watching the Lambeer Phantom Foul against Kareem, I remember at 7 years old going, this feels fixed. Like, what is this? What am I watching? And it's important to know these sports are classified legally as entertainment businesses.
Yes.
Which allows them some leeway and some loopholes in terms of what they do. Now, the players, it's different. But in terms of the league, they are allowed, whether they do or not, to make some of this stuff happen or skewed a little bit. So, you know, and there's a lot of stuff out there, right? And it's conspiracy. You don't want to buy into everything. But you got Arian Foster, who's mentioned some things from the past, how he came down with a hamstring injury in week six, but he didn't really have a hamstring injury. You just don't know what to believe. And when big money's in, I think we're naive to
here
think
it is.
Nothing.
Dustin,
happens.
I wanted to make sure people didn't think you and I were nuts. They were playing the Niners. They're down 30 to 23. They're catching 7.5. 1 second to go in the game. McVay kicks a field goal to make it 30 and 23 and cover the number, destroying Niners bettors.
Awful. I remember watching. I only had like $20 on the game, but I had it where the Niners were going to cover. And I'm like, what in the heck just happened?
Because it made no sense.
He really kicked the field goal.
And I have his post-game answer here, all of it. No,
Dustin good,
you've
good
nailed
call.
It. God, that's such a good example, Dustin. But you see what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then McVay.
Because that had nothing to do with the game. It
now,
was over.
McVay didn't get asked about it after the game. He got asked about it on Monday. And you have always said this, and it's you're spot on with it. It's not the sort of damage. It's Occam's razor. Like mm-hmm. the simplest explanation is usually.
Right.
His answer was like 1,000 words why he did it. And it was all word salad.
Mm-hmm.
No, seriously, why'd you do it? Did you know the point spread?
You
were you
effing spread.
With people?
You knew it, yeah.
248-539-9797. Don't worry, we got Lions talk today, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.